I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Over more than three decades, Discovery Southeast has been known for their outdoor, hands-on science and nature programs for students. Today, my next guests are here to talk about a new forest school program, Hadahini. Joining us from Discovery Southeast are Bess Crandall, program coordinator. Welcome, Bess.
Thanks for having us.
And Kelly Sorensen, education coordinator. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there.
Thanks to both of you for being here to talk about your new program. First of all, where did the name Hadahini come from?
Oh, good question. So a longtime teacher, Hans Chester, who's now currently teaching at the Thlinka Culture and Language School at Harborview, he gifted us this name, which means water all around us, which is pretty appropriate for living here in Juneau.
Definitely. And I understand that the idea for this particular program, this new program, came about out of concern that kiddos haven't had much social interaction during the pandemic. Do you see any changes with kids recently from, you know, as a result of that?
Oh, for sure. You know, Bess and I were just talking about this, and we've been out with groups of school kids, kind of kinder age through fifth grade, as well as this new program, which is just for preschool-aged kids. And one thing that's really been neat, especially in the preschool-aged group, is, you know, there's this group of kids that hasn't really had a lot of social interaction with other kids, and even just hearing from other adults. And so, you know, we've seen them out there in the forest, and they just gravitate toward each other. You know, they just find a way to sort of be curious and explore. And, you know, we're finding that giving them the space to do that is, we're actually doing a lot less structure than we usually do, because they are just so excited to be with one another and to kind of follow their own curiosities. And that's been leading to some really cool explorations.
Bess, what would you add to that?
Yeah, I would agree that I think we're noticing, because of the pandemic, yeah, the kids are just really excited to be doing anything outside of kind of their normal routine. So when we go in and take kids on field trips, that's an exciting part of their day, and they're naturally engaged, and we've just been trying to lead them into having some fun experiences out there. Kelly and I were also talking about, we've also noticed, this is kind of just a funny thing that we've noticed because of the pandemic, is that kids just talk a lot more than I think they used to. And they talk over each other. And so I think we've also been having to do a lot more about teaching kids how to listen to each other and to take turns speaking. I think they all have so much they want to share about their experiences. And I think that has been an interesting change we've noticed.
And they really find things when they're out there, you know, whether it's a frosty leaf or a little bug or something, and they're so excited to share it with other people.
Yeah, well, I still feel the same way. I guess I'm a big kid. Like, cool spider.
Aren't we all, though? Yes.
Well, what is Hadahini? What do the kids do as part of this forest school?
Yeah, so it's a three-day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. For 2 hours, they go out. And it's a full forest school model, which basically means that they're spending all of their time outside. And so they spend the full 2 hours outside together. And it's for children aged 3 to 6. So we do have some kinders that are in there too. And, you know, we do have a general structure for the day where we'll meet at the rocks and we'll sing our welcoming song. And then we go into our walking space and our gathering place and make forest tea every day. And then there's lots of just other things that emerge. You know, as I was saying, it's fun to just watch them kind of see what happens. And then we will also have activities for them. So like last week we started a mud kitchen. And they were adding blueberry leaves to it and highbush cranberries, and it just looks super fun and, of course, delicious. I had to try all of the soups, cakes, and pies that they were making for us. And yeah, so they spend most of their time outside learning and playing is basically what we're doing. And of course, you know, some of those social emotional lessons happen along the way where we'll be, you know, looking toward a common goal, like hiking to a certain place. There's a big rock on the property that we like to travel to. We make forest tea every day, as I mentioned, and lots of games and playing too.
Where is their outdoor classroom?
It is such a wonderful spot. So this, a woman who was one of the first teachers that worked with one of our founders actually donated a piece of land to us. So Judy Meyer was one of the first teachers to work with Nature Studies with Discovery Southeast. And she and her family graciously donated this 2-acre plot of land. It's out in the valley, kind of near the Dredge Lakes area, near Mendenhall River School. And it is just such a magical place. There are little kettle ponds, there's a spruce forest and hemlock trees, blueberry bushes, there's a creek that runs through the center of it. The whole floor is kind of carpeted with moss. There's been so many mushrooms this fall. And then we've seen, you know, there's little spots, like there's this one stump where we're fairly certain there's an otter, an ermine living there. There's deer sign. We see like little beds where the deer have laid down. My daughter found some porcupine poop she was particularly excited about last week. So it's a really special spot that just seems perfect for this age group of kids to be out and exploring.
And Bess, what do you like about the outdoor classroom? What are some of your favorite things to watch them explore and discover?
I love kind of just going a little bit off trail. That's something that we really love to do with classes. So, you know, we'll get them onto a trail near their schools. And I'm thinking about our nature studies programs right now. And then, you know, we just kind of step off the regular trail and get them out into the trees, into the Devil's Club, where they have to kind of, what we call dancing with Devil's Club, where you have to like kind of walk around it gently and try to avoid getting the spikes. I love getting kids to not even have to go that far to feel like they've gone on a real adventure.
Dancing with Devil's Club is such a good phrase. Yeah, go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, that's not my original phrase. I want to say that's a Steve Murleyism, but yeah.
Well, how do you keep the kiddos not only safe from COVID, but from the elements outdoors as well?
Yeah, good question. That one, you know, a lot of it is just preparing properly. The biggest thing that we deal with here is heen, the water. So making sure that they have gear. And so we can be quite strict about making sure that they're prepared to go outside just to make sure that they're safe and comfortable when they're out there. And then we also make sure that we preview every place that we go to. And so we're aware of, you know, what the risks and the hazards are. And we have some really well-qualified people who are just really good at knowing, you know, this is a river that we can stand beside right now, and at certain times of the year, we can't. And then knowing that Devil's Club, you know, there's this important part about, I think, with kids is exploring a certain amount of risk so that they can be confident and be able to problem solve when they do get themselves in risky situations, but kind of frame that in a way that we know is safe, that they're not going to get hurt and that there will be an adult close, or they're going to be, you know, walking through that Devil's Club when they're ready to. Also, we're never going to force them to go through anything that they're not ready for.
So from what I understand, each month you start a new session and new kiddos can get registered. And you've just opened up registration for the November session. Anything you'd like to share while we're on the air with our listeners about how to register their kiddos if they're interested?
Sure, yeah. Please visit our website, which is discoverysoutheast.org. And there is a link to the program page, and you'll see Hadahimi as our forest preschool program listed on there. And it has a cost associated with it, but we are a member-supported organization, and so a pay-as-you-can is always an option for any of our programs. And so you can pay whatever amount that is right for your family right now for that program. And I guess I would just make sure that they know that November can be kind of a rainy month in Juneau, but it also can be a wonderful time to get outside and to not let the elements deter you, that the kids, we promise that the kids will have fun out there nevertheless.
Bess, you had referenced Nature Studies, a school-based program, which is different from Hadahini. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what's going on with that?
Sure. So Nature Studies is our oldest program. It's been happening since the beginning. So over 30 years now. The program is set up to have three annual field trips for every elementary student. And as of the last 4 years, that's included kinder all the way up to fifth grade. And so we've been doing that already this fall. We've taken tons of classes out on field trips, walking from their school into the nearby forests and trails that are available. And we're really lucky to be able to continue to do that through the pandemic. I think it's been a pretty tough time for schools and teachers. And I think having this outdoor time, which is a safer way to be with others during COVID, has been really huge. And I think we've really been enjoying getting the kids outside and getting their outdoor classroom time happening. And this fall, actually, we're even offering a double field trip for classrooms who are interested. Since we're not going into the classrooms like we used to currently, they can go out twice, which is pretty awesome.
That's great. You guys really do a lot with these after-school programs and the new forest school and probably some things we didn't even touch on yet. How do you guys support these programs?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we're a member-supported organization. We also do run the bookstore out at the Minnehaha Glacier, which helps support some of our programs as well. And we've got a list of really gracious and lovely funders on our website. And members regularly can give any amount that they feel is appropriate. And then we also have some programs like our summer camp, which are pay-as-you-can, just like the preschool program. And we currently are having some discovery days, which are programs for children during the school year when they are off of school. So they're outside playing today. And those programs, again, are pay as you can.
What's important about time outdoors for kids?
Oh, gosh. I feel like going back to your original thought of, I think time outdoors is important for everybody. I think that, you know, I really feel it too when I'm having a bad day, if I'll go outside and it just kind of opens up something. And we really see it with kids. You know, there's something about being out there that really opens up this curiosity that they just innately have. And you'll see kids that you wouldn't expect to see really focused on one thing out there, and they'll really get into it. And part of that is that they're able to follow kind of their own curiosity and desires and what they want to learn about, which I think is really neat. And then it also pairs them up. So they'll find peers out there who are interested in the same thing, or maybe two kids that really want to run around and play a game. And so it just kind of allows them to some space where I feel like they can, you know, not only just literally breathe, but like be able to do some things that they have some ownership over. And then, you know, it always feels better to be out in the fresh air, to be moving around. And there's something to be said about that physicality, I think, too, of just, you know, we talk a lot about walking over uneven spaces in the woods and how that's really good for our sense of balance and our muscle development and just like our awareness of ourself in space. You know, in schools, we often have kids line up when they're in the hallways and we'll notice that they have trouble like just keeping their space bubble without bumping into each other. And then when they get outside, it just no longer becomes a problem, right? If we're just walking in the forest and everybody has their own space to walk, then it really offers the kids some freedom that they seem to really appreciate and love.
Bess, what about you? What do you think is important about time outside for kids and for everyone?
I mean, I'd second everything Kelly said. And I think to add, I think the time outside and outside of a classroom or indoor setting, I think naturally engages all of your senses in a deeper way than I think we can ever fully accomplish just like by reading a book or anything else. Like when you're outside in the forest, you're smelling, you're feeling, you're maybe tasting the berries that you're picking. You can engage your whole body. And I think for a lot of people that creates a stronger sense of connection with the place that they're in, as well as Kelly was saying, as with themselves. And I think that time outside is the best way to kind of activate that feeling.
I think you guys really have a cool job. I really appreciate you coming on the show today and talking to us about Discovery Southeast and all the great things you're doing for the kiddos in our community. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
Just that, you know, time out in nature is important for everybody. Check out our website for any programs that we have available. We've got a lot of stuff happening. And then I just want to take a second to give a shout out to all the teachers out there this year. I feel like this one has been a really challenging one. I just want to appreciate everything that they do every day. We have a chance to see what happens inside and outside of the school, and they just they are working very hard, and I appreciate it very much.
Hear, hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Bess, you get the last word.
Gunas cheese, teachers.
Gunas cheese to both of you for being here with me today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.